Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. In Northeast Nebraska today was a special event. It was a stop by the E15 Now bus. And here to tell us a little bit more about the event is Pam Miller with Siouxland Ethanol. Pam, thanks for visiting with us here today. Tell us a little bit about this event that took place today and what its focus was.
You bet. We had the E15 Now bus. It's a large bus with a great wrap all around it, talking about E15 and the benefits of using E15, and really making a call for action to put pressure on our legislators and the White House administration in D.C. to give us the waiver for E15 so we can use it year-round. Great event, lots of publicity on it, and it's rolling around Midwest states. Just to make sure people are aware that we've got an issue here and we need this RVP waiver so we can sell E15 year-round now.
Pam, who's all behind the E15 Now bus and this effort, like you said, that's kind of making its way from state to state?
This was sponsored by Growth Energy, which is a trade association for the ethanol industry, funded by many different ethanol plants that are members of Growth Energy. Very well done. And so Growth Energy, along with the RFA and ACE, really all of us are focused on getting this singular message out there that will really change our industry and make a great product available for consumers so they can save money and use a good product in their environment, that's good for the environment and for their engines.
You know, this is something that's been talked about for quite a while, E15, and I would imagine it's your opinion, nice to get some movement on that, huh?
It is. It is. We're hearing reports out of D.C. as of last week from the Bloomberg's report that we should expect action coming this week or next from the administration. The EPA needs to issue the waiver for E15 and all higher blends of ethanol. The science shows that as you add more ethanol to gas, the reed vapor pressure, the RVP, actually goes down within acceptable limits so that we don't have evaporative emissions that can harm the environment. So we're happy that we have a product that is good for the environment, doesn't cause the harm. So I think all things are pointing to having this acceptance and the EPA granting this waiver soon.
Pam, what do you think about moving beyond E15? I know E15's been talked about for a while, but are there opportunities to expand other mid-level blends?
Absolutely. Great question, Chad. E20 and especially E30. E30 is what I use in my vehicle. It's not a flex fuel vehicle. It runs well on that. I don't have any mileage loss. I don't have any issues. And I save 15 to 20 cents on a gallon of E30. So we know that that's a sweet spot. It has a higher octane rating, which gives it more better combustion in your engine, which means you have less bad emissions coming out of your tailpipe. There's just everything good about it. The autos industry, they refer to E30 as the sweet spot. So that's what we're going to see eventually making its way into our fuel is an E30 blend that'll be just a great way to save money and have better performance in your vehicle.
All right, very good. Sounds like it was a great event today. And again, if you would just kind of summarize, what are your thoughts about the day's events? The E15 Now bus made a swing through Jackson, Nebraska. And again, just kind of summarize, now that the event is done, what'd you think of it?
It was a great event. We had great publicity. It was a good visual, made for great backdrop as well. But we also then spurred conversations with people at the pumps here at Jackson Express. Answering questions about, well, what is this and why do we need it? So we're happy to share with them the importance of getting the RVP waiver for E15 so it can be sold year-round, and that not only for E15 but also for higher blends as well as we work towards getting those accepted into our fuel.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much for the summary of the day's events. Appreciate it very much. Pam Miller with Siouxland Ethanol on location from Jackson, Nebraska, as the E15 Now bus made a swing through Northeast Nebraska. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.